Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Mike, one of the folks here says only 40 fillies have ran in the Kentucky Derby and only three have won. Regret 1915, Genuine Risk 1980, and then Winning Colors 1988.
So Winning Colors.
So there you go. Somebody says Trip Keeter sounds like he should be a country singer or a bull rider.
No doubt.
What? That is true. That is true.
What kind of description is that? Hold on.
Well, your name.
Trip Keeter.
Listen, that's,
yeah.
Trip Keeter.
Yeah, come on. Or a NASCAR driver.
Yeah. Someone said, this is for Frank. I wanted to let you know last week I called up and talked to Chapor last minute. My fault about being able to get a seat in Riverfront Steakhouse on a Friday night, the 19th. Chapor told me to show up at 8:30 and he would get me in. I showed up at 8:15 and sat in the bar for about 30 minutes. A young man, I assume the host, came over and told me they were not going to be able to get us in. While disappointed, we understood because we did not have a reservation. We walked out and decided to see if Benihana could accommodate us. Not only did they get us in, but they treated us like gold. Our cook, I believe his name was Eber. He was the best cook we've had. Had a wonderful service. Just want to say a great job and thank you.
Well, great. So thank you for texting in the info.
Exactly. Appreciate it. Somebody said convenient that Josh is out today. Consider Missouri only scored 7 points and lost to Virginia in their bowl game. Let's bring in our man, Mr. Hawk there, Roger Dodge.
A man of many talents. Play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk. Presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Hey, RJ, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Let's get that. That's right. There you go.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Happy holidays.
You as well. Did you guys have a good Christmas?
Yeah. How was Christmas with the kiddos?
They went back to daycare today. You know, I mean, Addison's still out of school, but no, it was good. I mean, it's always everybody knows. Anybody that's got kids knows that the holidays can be a little bit stressful, but we got through it. It was
Frank,
fun.
Frank was asking you, how's the real estate business?
It's good. You know what? We're going to finish about $10 million more than what we did last year in sales.
Whoa!
And so,
whoa!
Yeah.
Big number there, big boy.
It's gone really well for us this year. And we've got some big announcements coming up here at the first of the year that I'm excited about. And so, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Congress, maybe?
No. It's going to be real estate related. I'm enjoying my state rep gig, so no Congress in the future.
We had a great time. Had a great time, Frank, being able to go down and surprise my dad. Thanks, Roger, for covering a couple days. And got to go home and surprise him down in Florida. And then got to go to Redfield, then to Hope, and then down to Tampa to you. So it was a busy week, and weather was great. Now we go have a 40-degree change in weather. It goes from 75 degrees to 30, and I think it's supposed to get a little bit colder the next couple of days.
I think they said, tonight it's going to get down to 27, 28 degrees, and it was 85 degrees 3 days ago.
Rogers, does that mean anything for your plants?
No, for me. Nothing.
In the weather, you don't have to pull
in. Samantha's got one tree that she brings in every winter, so it's in the house now. My grass is brown, and that's the way I love it.
Is it wrong of me, guys, to where I have this big tree that Jessica put up?
Yep. And Christmas tree.
Christmas tree. It's big.
Yeah.
Is it wrong that I want to pay somebody to take it down for me?
No.
Is it not?
Okay. No.
Nothing wrong about it. You got to get it down.
Yeah, I feel like
Ryan Henderson is going to come to my house and put in a ceiling fan. He can go take your tree down.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna pay maybe
well,
just
you have to because you don't know what to do with it. You break it.
Where are you going to put it? That's the question.
Well, you know, I told you the one story I did years ago. I just pulled it out in the hallway of the condo that I was living in, and just had somebody pull
this
it.
This is a beautiful tree, and it cost a couple of bucks. I'm sure that Jessica saved the box.
Yeah, she did. She did.
So it's got to be taken apart. It's got to be put in the box properly. And it's going to need to be.
Is it a real tree? Or
no, it's a fake tree. It's a fake tree. It's a 12-footer. It's a
big. You're supposed to take it and put it back in the box.
Yeah. But I don't want to. You know,
you put it up though.
Me neither.
Well, Jessica. Jessica really did. I just sort of monitored.
No, really, she did it.
I put some things on
you
there.
You did nothing.
I put a few things on there.
Would you just sit on your computer, watch her put
no,
it on?
No, listen, I got up on
she
the ladder.
She fell out of the house.
I got up on the ladder and put the top one on there.
Oh, I saw that in that cartoon.
Yeah, it was.
Like, you talking about the star?
Well, just the top section of it. It was big.
The top section.
Okay, I was just making sure that I wasn't.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Listen, am I giving up my man card because I don't want to put in a ceiling fan?
No.
I don't trust myself. Am I considered
lazy, or am I just because what's the going rate? Better use of my time, right?
What's the going rate to take down a Christmas tree?
I would probably just pay her son, pay him an hourly rate to come over
an
here.
An hourly rate.
So, like, what is that rate? $100. You give him $100.
Yeah.
$100 to take down that big tree?
It'd be more than that.
Too much?
No, it's too less.
It's too much.
That big tree, I bet you pay him $250-$300.
Yeah, but while he's in there, he could grab something if he wants.
That's a massive tree.
Well, you're right. I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, it's probably worth a couple bills. 661. It's probably worth a couple bills to have it handled.
It's a mortgage, yeah.
It just is. It just,
oh, I thought you how much you paid for it. No.
Yeah, it's worth it to get it done.
Well, if you trust him.
Don't forget, the game tonight is on the Buzz at 7:00. It's James Madison, number 18, Arkansas, is a 25-point favorite, according to the
25.5,
according to the Oakland Sports app. 661-1037. If you want to be a part of the show, and one of the biggest stories that happened over the weekend is that Michigan got lucky and got him a coach. They were looking at nothing. There was nobody there. And there's Kyle Whittingham.
He retired.
I know. They pushed him out. They sort of pushed him out.
So that makes... I've seen a lot of people talk about the Kane Archer kid that was at Greenwood that went to Utah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Think about this. So, he went to Utah when he was there.
When Whittingham was there.
He leaves just shortly after he signs and goes to Michigan. So, there's that window that if your coach leaves, you're able to, you can transfer out to a new school.
Right.
Well, does Kane stick around or does he try to find a new spot?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I know that Trey Biddy had put out a something the other day. Witt actually was telling that. Napple was telling me about it. Did you see it? He put out if you had $25 million,
how would you
spend it on your team? Because now the prices apparently now are for starting offensive linemen are the best are $500,000 to $1 million.
Who gives these prices? Where do you see the like? Where do you have the graph that says an offensive lineman is worth?
I think they tell them
having collective bargaining.
I think they tell them what it is. They tell them.
There's a category of each. Oh, it's money.
Okay, they're not just making this up.
It's not fixed. It can be a player that blows out of that category.
Yeah.
But in general, offensive lineman was, I think, 500 to 1.2.
Yeah, 500.
Quarterbacks are 1 to 2 million, but then there's some $4 and $5 million quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But, around $1 million.
What's so tough for me, Frank, is that watching linebackers play and knowing that guy's making $500,000 and watching him make the wrong step every time and go and miss the tackle and it's like, wow, that guy's making $500,000 to be, not a great player. I wish there was incentive.
Thing at all about someone that has service to show these people how to invest this money so it's not all gone at the end of 1 year.
Yeah.
There's nothing being talked about. All these players, they're talking about how terrible it's going to be when all that money's gone and they can't get another contract and they also can't move on to a higher level.
Or what about paying taxes?
Or doing your
taxes and the day that happens is when the whole thing, when you hear somebody is for tax evasion or whatever it might be. Hopefully it doesn't happen. But the day that happens is when I think you start seeing a little bit of a turn to this thing.
Tripp, I don't know if you can find it, but if you'll go to my Twitter account, on the very, one of the top two or three posts is Coach Cal. It's when he spoke to Downtown Rotary, and he was Roger. I think we played it last week. Mm-hmm. It talks about he's concerned about the mental health of players because they're not going to be used. They've gotten all this ridiculous money that they probably don't deserve. Just because the money's there doesn't mean they should be good enough to get it. But all of a sudden they're going to try to go out and get a regular job when they're 25, and they're going to get $50,000 to get it. And he made the point. He said it's tough to have made money and then not make money.
Yeah.
To reach a certain level. And we talked about that with KJ Jefferson. KJ Jefferson left.
Now, what's he doing now?
I don't know. And the other thing he said.
Not making any money.
Tripp, did you hear me, by the way?
Yeah,
are
I'm
you
listening.
There? Okay, see if you can find that. The other thing that he mentioned, too, he said what we're missing now is because of the transfer portal is kids having some kind of identity with the school you go to. He said he thinks there's value in that to go. nobody knows where you have nothing to identify with. That's my school. You know, maybe you go there one year and have a unique, connection. Tougher to do, but he said if a kid's going to four different places, it's tough for him to. But he said maybe transfer one time, and then if you have to transfer after that, you got to sit out a year.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, until you do things like that, it's a free for all again.
Yeah, I think so too. It's just one of those things to where if they, and I think they're going to get that handle at some point. But the problem is you look around and you got a head coach making Kirby Smart's making totally. $13 million a year. Yeah. 13.
Well, it's hard to hear them say those things because and the only reason I say that is when you see Calipari, whom we love because he's ours now, he left Kentucky a couple of years ago and immediately got another job and made some money.
Well, Kentucky, he came to here.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He came here. Yeah. He didn't sit out. He didn't have to do anything. Right. He was able to go and move on and carry on. So that's why with the guys doing with the portal and all that, they see that happening. That's why we are where we are right now. He can do it, so these guys can do it. Now, the other part of it is they don't have anybody who says, like a Frank Fletcher, who's going to take care of Taylor. He's a friend of his now. He's got an ally in Frank Fletcher. And he has a state that will embrace him and hold on. Not everybody's going to have that if you travel four different colleges.
You know, I had a wonderful 2 years with Taylor Green, and I'd like to say this to the people that don't know me. I'm still talking to Taylor Green once a week, still talk to his family. You know, I'm going to his wedding. He's getting married next June or July in Texas. So my life is going to continue with him. Hopefully he'll be playing pro ball. But it was a wonderful experience for me. I was lucky that I happened to back a player that was that nice a kid and great parents. And I've learned a lot from him. And, I'm teaching him everything I know. And he wants to learn. He went, man, just teach me. And when we first started, I made him keep up with a series of 25 or 30 stocks. He had to keep a chart on how much they were going up or down. And then I'd send him a stock report of that, like Eli Lilly, when they had the drug, the weight loss drug, how that stock went up, and send him a report of the company. And he goes, I love this, but what am I doing this for? And I said, well, Taylor, hopefully one day somebody's going to give you a great big check, and you're not going to be able to listen to the guy sitting next to you in the locker room that goes, hey, I can double that money. I got a friend of mine that, has opened up this restaurant chain, and here's where we can double your money. I said, you're not going to go for that. He said, I'm sure not. So, but it was more fun for me than it was for him. Just a great young man.
He is as classy a young man as you want to meet. I was going to ask him, Frank, too. Is this, having done it, you've actually been there, done that, and I don't know if you heard the Arizona State coach the other day, Kenny Dillingham, said, hey, listen, he's in Phoenix, where Arizona State is, or is it Tempe? I can't remember which one he is. He says, maybe he's in the Phoenix area. He said, surely there's one wealthy guy out there. There's one wealthy guy out there. This is Phoenix or whatever, Tempe. He said that they can give us $20 or $30 million. He'll just write us a check for $20 or $30 million and change the future of this program. And I'll make him famous. Sort of what happened at Texas Tech. And so for me, Frank, hearing that, it's like, wow, is that what we've become? Trying to find, and how long will that last, Frank? How long will the Frank Fletchers be around to keep doing this?
Well, it can't last. And, I've done it before. Where I did it before with a basketball player that I only met one time, so I didn't have any personal relationship.
Yeah.
But if you give to NIL, you really need to try to hook up with a player and hopefully they like you and want to spend some time with you and you can help, develop, tell them about the world, the do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, when I left college at 21, I didn't know much,
but I'm telling you, your deal with him is unlike anything else. I'm telling you, I'll promise.
Nobody gets that.
I'll promise you, there's not another player that had anything close to what you did with Taylor. Taylor's the luckiest guy in the world, is what it is.
Yeah, and he not only got paid, but he got lifelong.
That's right.
Lessons out of the deal.
Yeah, and I know some guys, Frank, that U of A has asked to help a player with money. And I'll guarantee you, they didn't have the rookie. So Taylor is a very lucky young man to have that.
Yeah.
And the rest are just really guys who are getting a
but
check.
But Stevens, I mean, you look at Kevin Scanlon, and then Sam Walton. You know Sam a long way. But as far a lot of the Razorbacks, whenever they stayed around forever, there were industry leaders and business leaders, as yourself, Frank, that would look at those guys.
Jim Lindsay was alive.
Yeah.
He took a lot of those people into his company if they wanted to be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in North Arkansas, but 99% of the people who are giving money don't have any relationship.
No, not now. That's a whole different deal. It's a different deal now. But a lot of it also had to do with your fraternity, your fraternity brothers and things like that.
Well, the other thing is there's two pools of money here. The money that they get from TV, which is $20 million, and then the NIL. So what's the problem, though? The NIL has morphed into not NIL. It's just finding ways to pay players. And so we'll see if they clamp down on that a little bit tighter. You know, you use a creative deal with Taylor that I don't think you said you can't do anymore as an employee.
No, the deal I did with Taylor, I just employed Taylor as a person who worked for Fletcher Auto Group. Private contract.
Yeah,
I did a one-page deal. The send they send you from the university is like 15 pages that you have to contact the player 5 days in advance before you want to do so and so. We didn't do. We had a one-page deal that Taylor's dad looked at that we paid him quarterly. Wrote him a check quarterly, and he was a direct employee of Fletcher Auto Group.
Yeah,
and he did advertising for a Honda store in North Arkansas.
And that's not allowed anymore.
No.
Okay. See, again, you found that loophole that you're able to do.
We had to do it before April of last year.
Gotcha.
That seems like more of NIL than what's NIL now, just because he's doing ads for the Honda store.
Yes.
That is NIL.
I think there's some players that fit the NIL. But the majority of them do not. Like, those offensive linemen aren't generating enough money to do. It's all just a pay-for-play deal.
Yeah.
And so it's just, as long as everybody follows the same rules. You just got to follow the same rules. So.
Well, Frank and Taylor, like, who's the Redskins, the Viking, who said you got to have a fall guy nobody's teaching you how to spend your money and that. So, I mean, nobody was helping college students who became millionaires overnight when they went into the NFL. Nobody was doing it. Frank is doing something, as you just pointed out, that probably not anybody else is doing, or very few people are doing.
Well,
so somebody needs to have.
Also, most kids that are 19 or 20 are really not having a good time with older people. You know, they're not. That's not their. I was very lucky that I met Taylor's mom and dad the first day. Taylor came here and bought her a truck. We did not pay one penny on it. Never did pay. He paid for his own. And his dad was here. And so we went to lunch, and I met them. And first thing I quickly recognized what a man of faith that Taylor was. I mean, we could not think about eating until they said an extensive prayer. And then you got the feeling right quick. This family, Taylor would look at his mom. He wouldn't even talk until his mom kind of nodded him, "It's your time, son." I mean, it was a respect like I hadn't seen in a long time for his mom and dad, and his sisters. The more I got to know Taylor, when Taylor went to the Manning quarterback camp. I guess there were best quarterbacks in the country there. He went to one of the Manning bros and said, "Can I have a Bible study with the players tonight?" And said, "Well, nobody's ever done that.
Wow.
You can invite them. You can't make them go." And like 90% of them went, and Taylor shared his faith with them. And,
how about that?
So they called Sam Pittman and said, "We've never had a kid like this. You know, this kid is different." And so I got to share my faith with Taylor and him with me. So we had a bond there. And he was just so interested in, you know, why is Costco, Fletcher, what Mr. Frank, what he called me, "Mr. Frank, why do you like Costco?"
Yeah.
You know, what's the difference in Costco and Sam's? That's a good question.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they both do the same thing. What's the difference? Stuff like that. But he really was interested. He wants to know what he's going to do 10 years from now.
Is he going to be playing the Senior Bowl? Do you know? He is in the Senior Bowl. So he's already got an agent. What's crazy, too, everybody's got agents now.
Yeah, he had agents all the time.
Yeah, the high school guys, I think, have agents.
Well, you know, Judy represented the kid out of Bauxite.
That's right.
Evan Goodwin out of Bauxite. Frank, I'll tell you this. So Baz has me do these awards for the Willie Rolfe Award, Dan Hampton McFadden Award. And so he said, okay, I need you to find me these finalists, and we're going to put this out. And so I've got a group of guys together, and we're going through these names, and Evan Goodwin's name gets put on the list. He's the offensive lineman that's going to SMU out of Bauxite. Well, so I'm trying to figure out, like, how to get the contact information. Well, I look on his Twitter account. He says, for all contact information, contact Wright, Lindsay, and Jennings Law Firm, because that's who handles all of his stuff. And so, luckily, we had the connection with the Touchdown Club. But I'm like, kid is in high school.
I know. It is nuts. That's... I mean, yeah. You know, I guess, you know, with that money, you know, that my high school players are getting offered $400,000 or $500,000. Andy asked here, Frank, interested whether Frank encouraged Talen or other athletes to give back to the U of A. Did you talk to him about the giving component, whether it be U of A or church or anything like
well,
that?
Well, mainly we were talking about church and religion.
Yeah.
We did not talk about the fable. You know, he said, what's the ultimate goal? If I were be lucky enough to be an NFL quarterback, what if I was turned out to be a good player? What would you think 5 or 10 years would be the biggest thing I could do? And I said, it's simple. It's if you're a great football player, any position where your name is known, you can go to... I gave him, for instance, I said, there's one Subaru dealership here in Little Rock. Subaru has to be one of the top brands here of all brands. And so all these people in Little Rock have to drive all the way to West Little Rock to get their car serviced. I said, if I call Subaru and said, I'd like to apply for a Subaru dealership, they'd say, get lost. We're doing great. But if the quarterback wrote them and told them that he wanted to fly for Subaru or for Subaru in Northwest Arkansas, for instance. You know, there's none one there. It should be one there. He can get a franchise 10 times faster than I could and then hook up with a guy like me or somebody of his choice. The first thing is he gets the franchise. He's got to worry about who's going to run the store and steal from him.
Right.
So, you know, there are a lot of, I won't mention his name, but one athlete came to Steve Landers and said, hey, they gave me a Mercedes dealership in Houston, Texas, but I'm losing money every year. And Steve said, well, come on, let's go down. You stay in the car, and I'll go inside and talk to your store and act like a customer. He came back and told the young man that was an athlete that there's like 13 loaner cars out to their girlfriends, and they're still new blind. And the guy said, well, what do I do now? And Steve said, I'll sell this dealership for you for $1 million in profit. And he did. So Steve's a friend of mine. And so an athlete has to have an honest partner, doesn't have to be Frank Fletcher, a lot of good people. But if you use your name to get something, then you got to hook up with somebody that can.
Well, and let me ask you, didn't Sidney Moncrief at one time have a dealership?
Sidney Moncrief had the Pontiac place right across the street over here and did great. I tried to buy it from him. I went to Atlanta. Most people might not remember. Sidney played for Atlanta after the Bucks. So I went down there and on the practice field, I stopped practice. He came over and I said, I need to see what you've been doing. He said, contact this guy and he showed me the book.
Yeah, I remember when that first happened. That was a big deal for Sidney to have his dealership at that time.
But there's a lot of us. Troy Aikman had 3 dealerships in Dallas.
Barry Sanders has one. I forget what state it is.
I'd be curious to see how many actually around the country, how many athletes and coaches have.
Nick Saban has a bunch.
He does.
Who's the basketball player that's from El Dorado?
Carl Malone.
Doesn't he have a dealership in El Dorado?
He's got a few businesses down there.
Yeah, I bet you there are tons of them.
There are tons of them.
Elway had a ton of dealerships in Denver.
There's a guy, I can't think of his name, played for the Giants that we went to visit in New Jersey, and he owned the parking lot. It has 2 goalposts. He was a kicker, I guess. I don't remember what position he made. But it's in New Jersey, you know, it's high density, so it's a small dealership, but it has 2 football folks. And, you know, his name on the front of the dealership.
Well, name recognition is, I mean, that's why.
Totally. Well, Mark Martin up in
Batesville. That's exactly
so
right.
So anyway, that was a great, so Talen really, really would like to strive for that.
Yeah, you bet.
And, you know, I would love to have him as a partner because he's going to, me, or if I'm gone, my son, you know, he's going to trust me.
He's got some assets now.
Yeah. Well, RJ is a young businessman that's really learning the ropes of everything. But in business, meeting the other right people to connect with in whatever way is everything.
Everything.
Yeah. And your people that work for you are everything. RJ Hawk as the real estate is not going to be a great asset, but RJ Hawk's company and what he believes in and the type of the quality.
Yep.
That's the word, quality of people you hire.
Somebody said here real quick before we go to break, did Frank say that Jim Lindsay, when Jim Lindsay was alive, has he passed? He's not passed yet, right? He is
no,
still...
Jim Lindsay's been gone a long time.
Has he?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Maybe not.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think he has.
I'm thinking somebody else.
Yeah, no, he's not in great health, but he's not passed yet.
Yeah,
yes.
But he's been in bad health.
He's been, just want to make sure.
Yeah, thank you for correcting me.
All right, do not go away. 8:30, we do it all the time, Frank. We have on our show quite a bit. Don't go away. 8:30 here at Fletcher Dodge, Rochester Jeep Ram.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Some of the notable NFL scores from yesterday. The Seahawks defeated the Panthers 27-10. The Eagles narrowly defeated the Bills 13-12. And now the San Francisco 49ers on a 6-game win streak after defeating the Chicago Bears 42-38. Tonight we'll see the Los Angeles Rams take on the Atlanta Falcons on Monday Night Football at 7:15 on ESPN. And also tonight, the Razorback basketball team will face off against the James Madison Dukes. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. on SEC Network Plus, and coverage can be heard right here on 103.7 The Buzz. I'm Trip Keeter for The Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
After blustery conditions Sunday night into Monday morning, we still see breezy conditions for Monday. Gusts out of the north-northwest between 20 and 25 miles an hour are possible. Mostly sunny skies and temperatures reaching the low 40s. And then Monday night into Tuesday morning, our lows reach the low 20s. By Tuesday, our highs are in the mid-40s. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Jenna Warner.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Catch Quinn Grovey each Thursday this football season on The Zone. Get insight from one of Arkansas's best, brought to you by Conway Wealth Management. Conway Wealth Management, planning today for your tomorrow. Take control of your financial future and call or visit Conway Wealth Management today, 501-358-3994.
Or visit conwaywealthmanagement.com.
Securities and financial planning offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Hey folks, it's Roger Scott, and it's time to talk about Sigma Supply Packaging Products. You've trusted them for your packaging equipment and shipping supplies for the last 55 years. That's a lot of boxes, tape, and stretch film, my friends. But guess what? Sigma Supply is proud to be part of Brady Plus. They are bringing you even more goodies. We're talking janitorial supplies, facility essentials, and food service disposables. You need toilet paper? They got it. Paper towels? Of course. To-go containers? Well, you betcha. Head over to SigmaSupply.com. Online ordering has never been easier with over 50,000 new products. And if you're really looking to score, text or call sales manager David Breitenberg at 501-617-4600. And don't forget to mention The Buzz, because there's a discount for our listeners. Here's that number again for sales manager David Breitenberg, 501-617-4600. I've known David a long time. He's an honest man. FaceTime him. He'll look you right in your eye. Here's a little tip for you. If you're not using Sigma Supply, that is now part of Brady Plus, you got low-grade product, man.
man.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely. Easier to navigate. Always good parlays. Plus, lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Brand new players get a 100% profit boost just for downloading the Bet Saracen app.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh, a little party all the time.
Oh my God.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, this song was topping the charts 40 years ago, so I thought of going in.
Love this.
I was dancing to this at my high school sock hop.
So, Roger, you know, this week wraps up the first session of the 2025-26 racing meet. It's known as the Holiday Racing Meet before it returns on January 30th. Do you have your picks ready? I need some help.
Ready? I've had my picks out already and my lucky socks to boot. Racing starts Thursday through Sunday, and Saturday starts early at noon, so I'm skipping brunch for all this stuff.
Forget brunch. You can bet from anywhere with bet.oakline.com. No excuses.
You talking about anywhere, like on my couch, in my new Christmas socks?
Yeah. iPhone and iPad users, grab the app in the Apple App Store. Android folks, go to bet.oakline.com and save it to your home screen. It's easy peasy.
Nice. And new members get up to $200 in sign-up bonuses with promo code BUZZ26, and that's enough for new socks.
Plus, you can watch and wager on any track, earn cashback points, and get free past performances and expert picks. Basically, they're giving you, Raj, all the tools you need to win.
And the big race this week, the $250,000 Smarty Jones Stakes on Saturday. That's serious money, bub.
Yeah, bet, watch, and win at bet.oakline.com. Sign up today. Remember, the promo code is BUZZ26. So, you know, Frank, now after reading that book, I'm a little bit more fired up about horse racing. Just, you know.
Reading
Yeah, I read a whole book. Read a book in 2 days.
You read a book?
One of Frank's.
Who are you?
I know. That's what Jessica said.
I'm impressed. Like,
it's a shocker.
But it is. I didn't expect to come in here and hear those words from your mouth.
I have a little library on my plane, and so
yes.
I said, "Read this. It's the greatest gambling story ever told."
And so
about Wayne Lucas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I read it. It was really good stuff. And so just plus it's an interesting story based on a true story. So someone says here, Frank, on our D3 Auto Sales text line. By the way, R.J. Hulk is here, brought to you by Natural State Wholesale. Appreciate Don and the guys.
So, by the way, on Christmas Eve, or Christmas, I guess it was morning, I texted Don Grisham. I said, hey, as a fellow Cabot guy,
Don.
You know, I just looked at Ancestry.com and realized that we were family. So if you have something to tell me, just go ahead and tell me.
Or if it was Tommy. Could you imagine?
Tommy would be the new owner of 103.7 The Buzz.
No, that's what,
if that were the case.
I think that's what Roger said.
But remember how many times Tommy complained about the lottery? Every time I go in there
to get my
Mountain Dews, there's somebody over there doing their scratch-off.
He did.
And so Tommy ain't playing the lottery.
Someone says here, Frank, I'd love to hear y'all discuss why you think the U of A hasn't made any movement on getting it. Nolan, the statue has become very obvious to the entire fan base wants it done. Nolan is now in the final period of his life. You know, for whatever reason, Hunter Yurecek has been slow to that. He finally got, I will give him credit, he got on the court, which was good. He's been slow getting the jerseys hung. I think they're going to try to do something this year. I think they sort of fumbled the McFadden. They could have done that better. But it just, whatever reason, Frank, they just that.
Well, the same reason. Why don't they have any of the trophies?
Well, that's
all
true.
All the trophies that they won, bowl games, everything are all in the store.
I know. That's
apparently we're all making a trip to Rogers or Springdale with Basil, and he's going to get all the he's getting everything out of the storage unit.
I'm telling you that in 2026 we're going to look back and go, well, that's the year that we found the trophy stuck in the storage unit.
I'll never forget, Frank. We're at the Touchdown Club, and Baz comes up to Chris Cannon and says, "Boys, we're going to make news today." And every time Baz says this to Chris, now we're like, "Okay, here we go," because he's called out Hunter, he's called out all these people.
So, like, Chris and I are sitting there. We're waiting on what he's about to say, and we're wrapping up. And I look over at Roger, and he's and Baz goes, and you got Anthony Lucas sitting there. You got Madre Hill sitting there. Baz goes, and one more thing.
Yeah.
I was told by a very reliable source, Dean Weber, that there's a whole bunch of trophies sitting up in Springdale right now in a storage unit. I'm just telling you, Hunter, I'm coming for you, and I'm coming for those trophies.
No, and I didn't say Hunter. I said I don't care who it is, if it's the Chancellor, if it's Hunter, we're going to find those trophies.
Oh, my gosh. He said, it's like that Razorback speech. He said, I don't care if it's one of you, two of you, all of you.
I've been sitting on that for the last year and a half, and it was sort of got me in the mood of I got irritated and just said, you know what, I'm going to just go ahead and say it. People need to hear it. I'm irritated as it is anyway, you know.
Chris and I were calling the Hatchers to try to get the limo bus to go up there and get those trophies.
Somebody was saying a lot of folks that they had heard that Lindsey was not doing well either, but I think he's still alive. So, and by the way, I think Malone is not El Dorado. I thought he was, though, Roger. I think he is
Utah's for.
Yeah, but he I think he was born in El Dorado, but lives in Louisiana. Daniel Gaff.
He's got more than just.
Yeah, I think
dealership.
So.
We've seen that dealership.
I know he's got a trucking company.
He's got something
sort.
As well. Yeah.
Daniel Gafford is from El Dorado too. Someone said you should read On Fire by John O'Leary. Frank really likes that book. Is that one of the ones you realize?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, you get on Frank's plane. It's like a library. It's got like five books on one side.
The plane mobile.
It's like a plane mobile.
I keep books on there for sure. Short stories and things of people, because when you fly, books just make the time go by. And also, the reason I read is because it puts me to sleep. About 10 minutes of reading a book, I just go sound asleep.
Someone says here, Morning Mayhem, where we raise the dead and bury the living. Laugh out loud.
One thing about Jim Lindsey, I knew him many years ago,
yeah.
And he did so much for Fayetteville.
You bet.
With Arkansas,
you bet.
And, he did a lot of things with mentoring young men that were playing sports there.
Yeah,
I almost had an opportunity to get in business with him. We went down to Florida and looked at flew down there on his plane and looked at Jim. Most of you know builds these apartments with golf courses. And anyway, we looked at a piece of land that we never could secure, but we were going to do it together. But I would invest it with him in a minute because he's very high quality.
Yeah, he was one of the first guys, you know, of that 64 team that when he came out of, when he got through with his career, came back and invested, started buying land out there by the mall and developing.
But he stayed friends close with Frank Broyles.
Yes, he did that.
I think he got together on a mall up there.
Yeah. And then, of course, Jerry was on that team. Think of the businessmen on that team, the Jimmy Johnsons, and who turned out to be, you know, pretty darn successful. If you just joined the show, they got to sell 18 cars here between now and Friday. If you missed the deal, RJ, it's sales tax paid.
No, I heard it.
Yeah,
I've been trying to do a deal with Zippy for a while, but my wife keeps getting in the way on the price.
Work it.
We are. We talk about once a month.
What are all the white work trucks out there that you got 100 white?
So we do a fleet.
Okay, fleet. It's a fleet. Okay.
Courtesy deliver, so they're ordered straight from the manufacturer, okay. And they pick us.
Got a ton of those.
We got a ton of them. It's the end of the year. A lot of these businesses, you know.
Yeah, one of the things to mention is if you own a business, if you buy vehicles a certain weight, like a 3/4 ton truck.
Yeah, one ton.
Different kind of vehicles, you get a big tax write-off. So anyway, for any of you that have a business that, you know, might want to consider buying before the first year. But this is the busiest time of the whole year. These, and the reason it is really, people ask me, well, why are you so excited about selling product? I go, Grandma gives cash. Grandmas usually don't want to go out and hunt stuff, so they give kids and grandkids. And then also, a lot of companies give a bonus check right before Christmas or sometime in December. And so people have a larger amount of money. So this is the prime time for automobile business. First 10 days of December, we could have a camp out here. Nothing going on. But about 5 days before Christmas, the heat starts going.
Okay.
And then today, I'm hoping that we do 15 cars here today.
Wow. Whoa.
That's right. So you got sales tax paid.
You got the biggest discounts of the year, 90 days to first payment.
You just come in here and say, I want to eat a steak dinner for the next 6 months. I want to. You tell us what you want to do. I want to change those tires over to these tires.
We're sitting by the pool. If those of you missed the story earlier, we're down in Tampa. Frank's checking on some horses, and he's got his wonderful wife, Judy, and I brought Jessica along, and I hear Frank. I'm sitting next to Frank. I hear Frank going, who are those two customers there by the whatever car? What's their story? And I said, Frank, are you on your phone looking at customers at one of your?
I was looking at my Honda store, and I was watching this couple, and I could tell by their arms waving back and forth. You can always tell when they're happy, when they're not happy, when they're not deciding. They cross their arms like this.
Right.
That means it's a no. So, you know, when they start pointing, so I could watch all my different stores on my telephone.
How fascinating, because Roger does that. Roger loves looking in his front yard.
Yes, on his phone.
Yeah, I mean, that's Roger.
What's that blade of grass?
Yeah, Roger loves just looking at the yard.
Into y'all's
Let me tell you a funny story about this camera we have. We got one in our house. We got a camera in our office, but it's so old now. It's been out. We've had it for years. It used to have a blinking light. So you can look up and you go, well, Frank's watching. Yeah, be careful. But I don't got no blinking light no more. I never know when he's watching or when he's not.
It is.
Well,
it,
everything on my phone. I know when my garage door goes up and down.
You bet.
So I'll look and see what's going on
technology.
Out there to see everything that's going on, change the temperature and do all that stuff when you're doing all that stuff. So Samantha doesn't know. She wonders. She goes, sometimes I wonder if you've got a camera in here that I don't know about. I said, well, that's the other thing
he's watching for is if dogs poop in his yard.
Well, I try not to do that as much anymore.
He makes him so mad, Frank, if a dog poops in his yard.
Well, it's disrespectful. I mean,
if another owner allows that to happen.
Well, listen, when you're walking your dog, walk him in your backyard first. Let him take care of the business. But then if you're going to poop, you got to pick it up. Don't have a 16-foot chain on your dog either so it can go all the way up to my front door. That's crazy. That's why I have
disrespectful.
That's why I have purchased Sam's size containers of cayenne pepper. I sprinkle that on my yard.
Can you believe he does
and
that?
And those dogs.
Is he serious about this?
And they go right on by.
You're
my
being
yard.
Serious.
Are you serious?
100%.
It doesn't hurt your yard?
Doesn't hurt it at all, and it keeps the deer away, too.
Cayenne pepper on his yard.
I learned that from the lawn experts at Sanders Supply. They sniff.
Essential ground.
Sanders got essential. I'm telling you, Frank, if you've ever seen the movie Cool Hand Luke, when Luke tries to throw them hunting dogs off his scent, he sprays all kinds of pepper.
How often do you have to put the cayenne pepper out?
I make sure after it rains, I go back out.
Come on in here.
Somebody.
Thank you.
And by the grace of that pepper, I ain't had any poop in my yard.
But what, Frank, what's funny is that I look over at Roger, just like you, or I was somewhere watching you. I said, look here. Frank could be on a yacht somewhere.
Yep.
But he's going to look at his phone.
Yep.
He's going to look at his phone and see how people are doing.
Right.
Roger, I look at Roger and say, what are you doing? He's just, I'm just looking at my flag blowing in the wind. On the
looking at my American flag blowing. looking at my Steve Brown sign. I need one of yours in my yard.
I don't have. I'm not running right now. So,
but I still have one of your signs.
Speaking of cameras, we just got a new camera system put up at Hornet Ice right now.
Is that right?
It's being installed today.
Oh, geez.
It's actually being installed today.
Because I can tap it.
Are you going to put any barriers?
Well, no. While we were, some nefarious stuff happened while we were down in Texas.
Really?
So,
like what? What happened? Just some break-ins?
Yeah, or attempted. And so we've got cameras going in around Hornet Ice.
Did you see out in Texas while you were out there the dudes that stole a truck?
I saw that.
Convenience
to kill somebody. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a debit card machine at your ice?
I do.
Does it work?
It works like a charm.
The ones I always try to use.
We've got
digging in my chains. I don't care.
Oh, no. So we upgraded just recently so you can do tap with your phone now.
Oh, nice.
I'm tapping into
the and be able to get ice that way.
So. All right. Do not go away. We're here to Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram. The biscuits are here. That means Frank is not doing any talking. He's eating. So don't go away. 8:49.
Man, Life isn't just about living, it's about living well. No one understands that better than Baptist Health. They support you on your wellness journey wherever it may lead. Baptist Health really is so much more than a healthcare provider. They're a true partner, helping you live your fullest, healthiest life. Baptist Health provides a range of essential screenings for vital areas such as your heart, prostate, and colon, coupled with comprehensive and personalized care. They utilize state-of-the-art robotic surgeries to ensure faster recoveries and significantly less pain for their patients. You can always rely on the care you receive at Baptist Health to be delivered with Christian compassion. It's no accident that they are recognized as Arkansas's most trusted and innovative healthcare system. Their commitment to excellence is evident in every aspect of their service. When you need a partner in wellness, visit Baptist-Health.com to find the care you deserve. Baptist Health is so much more than a healthcare provider. They're a true partner, helping you live your fullest, healthiest life. Visit Baptist-Health.com to find the care you deserve. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
It's not just about selling you a car. You deserve more than just a vehicle. You deserve an experience. This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock, and I'm offering you a first-class luxury buying experience no matter what your budget is. From $10,000 to $100,000, we've got something for everybody. All cars are not the same. One look at our inventory and you'll agree. Shop online at parkerpreowned.com and let us give you the first-class buying experience you deserve.
Hi, I'm Steve Edwards Jr. with Edwards Food Giant and Edwards Cash Saver. Christmas season is upon us, and with that comes all the typical hustle and bustle of the holidays. This Christmas, as you hang your stockings and sip the hot chocolate, take a moment to celebrate the true reason for the season. Love, hope, and joy brought to us on that first Christmas night. Share kindness, offer forgiveness, and embrace the love that came to us that holy night. From the entire team at Edwards, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
For over 30 years, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has been Arkansas's truck accessory headquarters and the only stop for all your truck parts and accessories. If it goes on a truck, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has got it. And that includes upgrading your truck with Vortex spray liners. Tough, durable, proudly made in the USA. Their spray liners can protect your truck for years to come. Call Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse at 501-568-0040 to schedule your spray. Or stop by 65th and University.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 1.99% APR for up to 36 months, or save up to $300. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit your local River Valley Tractor dealer or online at RiverValleyTractor.com.
Edwards Food Giant presents Razorback Baseball color analyst and Drive Time Sports co-host Rick Schaefer every Tuesday morning on Morning Mayhem. Rick will share his special take on Razorback sports with the guys each week. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people, the only stop you'll ever have to make for your family's groceries.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
All right, 8:53 here at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Thanks to Trip Keeter for filling in for Josh, who got back from a trip to Hawaii.
Marvelous job.
He went to Hawaii?
Yeah, with his family.
Oh.
He had a little... Yeah, the stress was too much to bear for the long travel back from Hawaii.
Did he eat his Grey Poupon on the way back?
I don't know. Good to see you, RJ, as always.
Yeah.
Always.
Hey, good to see you guys. Hey, one thing, Natural State Wholesale out in Cabot. Like, if you are looking for flooring fixtures, outdoor patio fire pits, they've got it all right now
at Natural State.
They've got ceiling fans.
Yep. Do they?
And they've got nice ones as well.
Yep, they do.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. I need a 52-inch sweep.
In fact,
I need 52-inch sweep.
They've got a 60-inch.
I need 52.
And they at one, you know those, and that's when I say this, it's the brand, but it's called the Big Ass Fan.
Yeah.
They had some of those out there. They're like the ones that go out.
I follow you, but I need 52-inch.
Yeah, so, no, they've got 52.
Okay.
They've got the whole thing out
I'll
there.
Look
you can go online, naturalstatewholesale.com.
Someone says here, it's time for Frank Fletcher's New Year Pledge Challenge Guarantee. If the Hawks make the Final Four, he gives away a brand new car and a brand new truck with absolutely everything paid for. Get your kicks in 2026. I don't think you've ever done a basketball one, have you?
No, but I might consider that. Thank you, whoever suggested that, because I'd love to see the basketball team go all the way.
Yeah. By the way, Pat Bradley's going to be calling in shortly. And I tell you too, Roger, did you see what happened there during the break? Frank got up, RJ got up, woke to another area over there. They were doing business over there, I think, doing business.
Yep.
You know, Frank, you did tell a story about, you were just talking about it, you know, it's always great to work with other people. Other people can help you. And you even told the story, you never told the Bill Bowen story before, the banker from First Commercial Bank. Was it First Commercial Bank back then when he was at Bowen?
First Commercial, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And people along the way, everybody plays a role, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's essential that when you're out and you meet people in your dinner or you're introduced to somebody, you know, try to follow up with that person. You know, drop them a note, give them a call.
Yep.
If you have another opportunity to meet again, you know, everybody I meet, you know, not everybody, but a lot of people I meet, it's like. The story he's talking about was, this was a long time ago, I was in this room with Sam Walton, and he said, I'm going to give you a $20 million order, and I told him I couldn't do it, but the price he wanted, and he said, what's the problem? And I said, well, you're just below my cost, and he goes, that's not your real problem. He said, you don't have enough money to do a $20 million deal. This was a long time ago, and he was exactly right. And he said, do you see that man standing there in that suit? And I said, yeah, he's a big, tall man. He said, that's Bill Bowen. And he goes, you know him? I said, no, sir, I don't. And he goes, you're going to get to know him because he's going to loan you this money.
How about that?
And aren't you, Mr. Bowen? And Bill Bowen shook his head to the positive.
So the moral of that story, Sam had to believe in you enough to be able to tell Bill Bowen.
Yeah, I mean, he did. Yeah. And we were just, you know, we were getting started. We just didn't have a big line of credit. But, you know, it's like R.J. Hawk. Now, I knew him when he was just on the radio, and now he's in the state legislature. Well, it's important to be able to call him and go, RJ, what are they talking about? You know, some of that stuff's over my head, some of the bills they have. But it's you know, being able to call him at home or call him on his, because I have his cell phone, or he has my cell phone. But it's connections you make everywhere you go. I mean, it's just, I met a gentleman named Todd Denton that I didn't know that he owns a lot of restaurants and businesses here. We've been to lunch a couple of times, and you know, it's just people you get to know. It's so helpful in life.
Yeah, it really is.
And hey, by the way, speaking of a quick bill, and it affects everybody, the grocery tax statewide.
I saw that.
It is eliminated January 1. So now that is the state tax. So for those that are, when they see their grocery bill, there's still, cities and counties can still assess a local tax, but the state tax goes away January 1. I was co-sponsor on that bill.
Very nice.
So
there,
what about income tax? Is it going down again this year?
We have our fiscal session starting in April, and there's all signs pointing that we're going to be looking to lower that down again as well.
I mean, you know, we were just in Florida this weekend. Just see what's going on in Texas and Florida and Tennessee. It's unbelievable how many people will move here and how prosperous.
Well, you know, the governor, that was one of her goals, was to get that to zero by the time she's done. So,
RJ, thanks, buddy.
Thanks
guys.
Next week.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, RJ.
All right,
thanks.
Don't go away. Pat Bradley.
Bye, Carl Fletcher.
Hey, this is your conscience. Just want to remind you, December 31st is the last day to get 50% off the joining fee at the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. Get in there now and join. or you're going to hear from me again.
103.7 The Buzz is your home for Arkansas Razorback basketball. Coverage is brought to you by Lion Legal Services, Kaufman by Design West, Bell Chevrolet, Network.